do now call on Mr. Troy Blake to come and to read the Word of God to us. The reading is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 1 to the verse 16.
Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he unto his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. If a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, for the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary, to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way, and called Martha, called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come, and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly, and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house, and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then, when Mary was come where Jesus was, and she saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees, and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests of the Pharisees a council, and said, What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation.
Well, dear friends, I ask you please to turn to that scripture reading that our dear friend Troy Blake read to us earlier, just a moment ago, and we pray that the Lord will bless that reading. I want to focus your attention there on the verse 25 of John chapter 11. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word. There, John chapter 11 and the verse 25. You may not see it in your text, but there where the Lord Jesus Christ says to Martha, in verse 24, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. So as we've read this wonderful account in the Word of God, as we ponder these words, the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world as was prophesied, right in the beginning, at the fall of Adam and Eve in the Bible. We know in Genesis chapter 1, God made the heavens and the earth. He made a perfect world, without sin, without death. Death is not natural, let me say that. Death is not natural. Death has come, the Bible reminds us, because of sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And God warned Adam the day that he sinned, he would surely die. But Adam and Eve sinned against God. They disobeyed God in that perfect garden that he had made and gave them a perfect world to coexist together and to live for the glory of God's name. But they decided to go it alone. And so they sinned and they were ashamed and they ran away from God. And they hid, and death ensued. And the Lord said thorns and thistles would come, briars, and by the sweat of Adam's brow he would toil, he would labor, and that the woman would bear children with much pain. And you know that the first child that was born, Cain, was a murderer. The very first child that was born. And you know the Lord Jesus Christ said, you can commit murder in your own heart if you hate somebody. How did Cain's sin come about? Well, he was jealous, he was envious of his brother. At the fall, God had commanded Adam and Eve to worship, and it was by the shedding of blood. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ would have to do in order to save sinners. He is called the Lamb of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into the world, John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God. And the Lamb of God came into this world. Throughout the Old Testament, there are wonderful promises and foreshadowings of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world. So as Cain and Abel, those two brothers, were to worship Almighty God, there was to be an animal sacrifice. A lamb was to be slain, but Cain wouldn't have it. He would give what he wanted. And that way, he said, he would be accepted before God by his own works, by his own offering. But friends, it would only be through the death of God's dear Son. All those animal sacrifices in the Old Testament are types, shadows, the Bible says, of good things to come. The Lord Jesus Christ would eventually have to step into time, space, and history. If you read your Bibles in Genesis chapter 3 and the verse 15, we have the first, what we call proto-evangelium, the first gospel promise, that the seed of the woman would come into this world, that God, He would send His Son by the Virgin Mary, and it is prophesied in Isaiah chapter 7 and the verse 14 that the woman, the virgin, shall be with child. And then the Bible tells us that in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, made under the law. It was never heard of before in all of history that a virgin should give birth to a child. But you know, the Bible says God was manifest in the flesh. God came and appeared in the flesh. And this is the only way that He could save sinners, because God is holy. And what happened at the cross at Calvary? What happened at the cross at Calvary, my dear friends? I'll tell you what happened at the cross at Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ, having lived a perfect substitutionary life, then in His own body bore the sins of His people. That's what the Bible teaches. That is the love of God. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And as we have read this passage, we come now to the end of the life and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Having lived that perfect life, the Bible says in Him was no sin. He was holy, harmless, undefiled. Having lived that life, and here he is friends with Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. And we see how there Jesus wept. He wept as Lazarus was in the grave and he saw him. And yet, you know, as we read that passage, he lingered for a while, knowing that Lazarus would die. And Mary and Martha were quite angered at all of this. They were upset. Because they knew, as we read the passage there, they knew He had the power to save him. But as He says here, He did this, that God would be glorified. And friends, to show you and to show me that Jesus Christ has the power over death. He has power over sin. Why? Because in His own body, He bore the sins of His people. Yes, what did He do? He took away the wrath. He took away the enmity of Almighty God. Because, dear friends, let me say this. God is holy and just, and He must punish sin. And that's what He did. In the very person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. The Bible says, as the Lord Jesus Christ reminds us, greater love hath no man than this, that he should lay down his life for his friends. Lazarus would die again. Lazarus was called out of the grave. We read it there. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus had been dead for some 4 days. And his body began to smell. But God called him out. The Son of God, who had power, called him forth. And he lived. What a glorious God. Friends, these are the truths of God's Word. Christ Jesus came into the world. This is an amazing thing. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ is this, that He gave His life for all that believe upon Him, that they may enter into eternal life. Look at what we read there. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Oh, my dear friends, this is a comfort for us who believe this morning, is it not? If we believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, there's our hope. There's no hope for this world apart from Christ. People believe we're just here, we just somehow come into this world and we just exist. But what is there beyond the grave? Friends, the Lord Jesus Christ is the hope for the believer this morning. The Bible says there is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Isn't it wonderful to know? Here is the one the Bible says all things were made by him and for him. But the very one who created the heavens and the earth became man. It's a wonderful thing that the Son of God became man. Here it is, love. You know, people say, let me hear about the love of God. Well, my friend, let me say, this is the love of God. The love of God. God became man. There's nothing more stupendous. There's nothing more wonderful. Who could conceive in the human mind God's plan of salvation? Who could conceive of the way? Mortal minds could never conceive this. That God should not only become man, but that God should bear the sins of all that believe upon him. The Lord Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know there are believers here this morning and who believe upon Christ. And this is their joy. This is their salvation. There was Simeon, you know, at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, who held in his arms, there was a believer, the little baby Lord Jesus. And he cried to the Lord, behold, Lord, I have now seen thy salvation. Now let thy servant depart in peace. My friend, will you depart in peace from this world? The only peace we can have is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's wonderful to know that peace of sins forgiven, to be right with God. Mary believed. Martha believed. And you know what? Mary and Martha's bodies shall be one day called from the dust. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 5, for as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. He said, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. What is the good we can do? The good we can do is to repent of our sins and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, that is the best thing you can do today. I've been a Christian now for some 26 years. And let me say, it's been the best 26 years of my life. And knowing God knowing forgiveness of sins, knowing that if I were to die today, friends, I would go to be with God, not because I'm somehow somebody who thinks that they're better than others, but because I have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of my sins. That's my hope. There's a hymn we sometimes sing, maybe you've sung it, but I wonder if you've ever really thought about the words, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest name, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Isn't it wonderful and isn't it comforting to know that in this life, though we may lose our loved ones, we will see them again if we and they have believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, I would be an unfaithful minister of God's Word if I did not open up God's Word to you today. And I know that maybe what I've had to say may have troubled some hearts and minds, but sometimes it is a very good thing to do so. If you were to walk into the doctor's surgery and you had, as the doctor knew, some cancer or some illness upon your body, and he didn't tell you, what would you say? That man is not fit to practice as a doctor, as a surgeon. Wouldn't you say that? You'd say he ought to be reported. Well, my friend, let me say this. The Bible tells us that we have sinned, and we have come short of God's glory. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And the best thing I can do today is to point you to this one who called Lazarus out of the grave. Isn't that wonderful? Lazarus would have to die again, but Lazarus will rise again. And if you have believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, you too shall not see the wrath of God, but you shall enter into a glorious heaven where there is no sin ever again. And you shall be changed and you shall be with God. I hope that you seek the Lord today. If you know not the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the Bible says fools make a mock at sin. Nobody laughs at death, do they? Nobody laughs at this occasion. It's sad. It's solemn. But this is what God has warned. But God is gracious in that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. There's no other hope but Jesus Christ. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Seek Him, friend, while He is near. Those of us who believe, we have this wonderful comfort. We want to point you today to the Savior, and to bring you that comfort of eternal life. The world cannot comfort us. The things of this life cannot comfort, but God is the God of all comfort, the God of all grace. And I bid you seek Him today with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, because He is a loving, gracious God, ready to pardon, ready to receive the sinner. Friend, there's nothing you could do to ever merit His favor. But all the merits and all the favors of God are in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He lived the life, friend, that I didn't live. But He died in my room, in my stead, sealed my pardon with His blood. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Amen.